From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away. We begin today with Iran. In a few minutes, a conversation with John Bolton, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, about the diplomatic standoff over Iran's nuclear program. At the U.N. today, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, held a press conference. He said through an interpreter that he is at a loss about what more he can do to prove Iran's nuclear program is peaceful.
We've opened everything for everyone to see. If you come to Iran, you can go and see for yourself. It's actually an open area. Students go and visit it. People who graze their sheep there. The bottom line is we do not need a bomb, unlike what others think.
That was a public forum. Last night, he spoke privately to America's leading foreign policy thinkers at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Some members of the council boycotted, but 19 members attended. One of them was Harvard professor Ashton Carter. I spoke with him earlier. Professor Carter, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said through a spokesman that inviting Ahmadinejad was a really, really bad idea. Some Jewish leaders boycotted the event. So why did the council invite him?
Well, I can't speak for the Council on Foreign Relations. My own participation at their invitation was because I wanted to hear what this man was had to say in a private setting and get the measure of him. And I'm disappointed to report that what I found was a person who's very confident in his position on a roll because of the perceived ascendancy of Iran in the region, his own political ascendancy, and filled with ideas with which I'm afraid we're fated to disagree as a country. So I thought it was worth hearing what he had to say, but what I have to report about it is discouraging in the sense that it didn't point to any solutions for the problems that we're sure to have with him.
Were you able to question him directly?
I was, as were others who were present. The topics covered were his denial of the Holocaust, that came first, Iraq, Lebanon, Hezbollah, human rights in Iran, and then their nuclear program. That's the point on which I engaged him particularly. He was intent on making the point that Iran has the right to enrich uranium. And I said to him, well, let's not worry about the right for a moment. The question is it wise for you to exercise that right, given that the rest of the world does not want you to do so, and your pursuit of that path is likely to be harmful to your people because it'll lead to economic and political sanctions. He really dodged that question of the prudence of his move. I thought he missed an opportunity. Here's a group of Americans who are involved in foreign policy, have served our government, including Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, serving the Bush administration very recently. I won't name the others who were there, but people who are very concerned about Iran, but also of a problem-solving bent. He didn't give you much if you're looking to solve any of these serious problems that we have with Iran.
Well, I'm wondering, though, if maybe he did it more for the public relations benefits back home than to actually engage in a substantive dialogue.
Well, that's really exactly right and kind of the point. Here is someone who is not playing to the American audience, seems to feel that he's in a strong enough position that he doesn't need to. That's worrying. He's playing to, as he said repeatedly, to the younger generations in his part of the world, first and foremost in his country, but throughout the Muslim world, whom he feels have been marginalized and poorly treated. He speaks for them. He said that it's been two generations since the end of World War II, but the United Nations is still run by the victors of World War II, and that the younger generation that he represents or wishes to represent is due their place in the sun now.
Well, is there anything he said last night that made you think, oh, well, yeah, I guess he does have a point and we need to be paying attention to X, what he's saying?
On the nuclear problem, and no one, including the President of the United States has said this in recent weeks, has any problems with Iran having nuclear power plants. Because we cannot have a situation in which uranium enrichment is spreading all over the world. Somewhere along the line, that material is going to fall into the wrong hands, not just the Iranian government, but maybe terrorists as well. That's the point that I think he needed to hear from Americans. The other thing he needed to hear from Americans is he made a crack at one point about, well, you all seem to be representing your government, despite the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations is an independent organization. And a number of participants fired right back and said, you need to hear that this is not just George Bush or the Bush administration who's concerned about Iran. This is a broad spectrum of American opinion, very concerned about what you're doing. So at a minimum, I hope he took that on board, but I'm not even sure he took that on board.
Harvard professor Ashton Carter on last night's appearance of Iran's president before the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.